From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy All Hallows Day.
No,
All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
Sorry.
Yeah, last night was All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
So, you get your fill of candy?
I'm working on it.
Man, I got so much candy left over, it's not funny. It's not funny. I've got so much candy. As a matter of fact, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this candy.
You're going to eat it.
I can't eat all of it. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces left over.
Are they all good ones?
No. Some of them I'm going to have to trade in. I'm not a big Twizzlers fan.
You can give them to me. I'll take them to work.
Okay. You do that. Oh, that's a way to get rid of them. Do you take them to work?
Yeah.
I'd take them to work, but I'm the only one that works here. So...
Ergo, you're going to eat it all.
Including yourself. Anyway. All right, what's going on today?
Well, you know, not to be outdone by anyone else, Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Kendall, and Kylie teamed up for the family's most epic sister Halloween costume to date.
God.
Aw.
Ay, ay, ay.
The feels. Yeah. In photos released by the Daily Mail, the reputable Daily Mail, the sisters are seen channeling their inner angel, Victoria's Secret angels, that is.
Oh.
Yes. Wearing sexy white lingerie looks, massive angel wings supplied by Victoria's Secret themselves, and crystal encrusted high heels as they strutted in unison for the camera. One of their favorite things to do.
Wearing their underwear.
Yes. They did all that before heading to a Halloween party.
Hopefully they took the wings off and put overcoats on before they got to the party.
Oh, I sincerely doubt that.
Really?
Why would they change their costumes? They're going to a Halloween party.
How are you getting in the car with the wings? I want to know how you get in the car with the wings.
This is true.
Unless Victoria's Secret has figured out a way to collapse the wings while you're wearing them, which I wouldn't put it past them because they've been doing this angel thing for about 20 years now. So,
well, you know that they have
people. Well, yeah, they have people. Yes, they have people. Of course they have people.
And when we say underwear, oh my Lord, we mean underwear.
Yep, right.
Why even wear the G-string?
There's
not
right.
much there.
No.
You know, we've already seen it.
I know. It's
there's
not like
nothing
we haven't
new.
Seen this. Yeah.
All right. So they took their little crystal encrusted high heels and they strutted onto a Halloween party. Now, Kim tweeted a behind the scenes photo of herself.
Oh, my.
I'm sure someone else took it because her arms aren't that long.
Pretty sure.
And she captioned it.
Yeah.
I have to wonder, did they take 300 shots and edit the
ones? Of course they did.
All right. Thank you. I'm trying to tell you what Kim said.
What did she say?
Thank you, Victoria's Secret, for sending us actual runway looks and real wings to borrow for the night. OMG, a dream come true. Got to be a Victoria's Secret angel for the night, and Kendall got good practice. LOL.
You know what? Isn't the Victoria's Secret fashion show coming up soon? I'm wondering if they did this as a ploy, kind of a tie-in. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe they're
aren't they supposed to put hashtag ad?
Maybe they're trolling for work.
In any of their social media? Well, they're the Kardashians.
I don't know.
They're not going to get kicked off of Instagram. What am I talking about?
Hey.
They run Instagram.
They're notoriety is good notoriety, right?
I know, but there's a rule. Instagram has a rule, hashtag ad if you're being sponsored. And you know they were being sponsored by Victoria's Secret.
Well, their wings were sponsored. Ergo.
But I say, Instagram is not going to kick any of them off because without them, there is no Instagram.
No. Now, if you put on the Victoria's Secret angel wings...
Ooh.
And you don't hashtag it.
I think, actually, I'd just get taken down.
You'll be banned for life.
I think I'd just get taken down for wearing the wings. Oh, my gosh.
And you just...
It's really scary.
To see you.
I do not look good in
wings and
in
a G-string.
All nude bra and G-string. I just don't look good. That's
well, I think
look.
You could probably get away without the bra. Go freeform.
There you go.
Hey, we're not sure if we believe this or not, but consider the source, which is Us Weekly.
No, well, there's another reputable source.
Yeah, Daily Mail and Us Weekly, man, they're working.
They're working. Mm.
They claim that Jennifer Garner and her new boyfriend, Burgermeister John Miller. It's the Burgermeister.
I hear he looks like one of her old boyfriends.
Possibly.
Yeah, I heard somebody make that comparison. It's like, you know.
Well, supposedly they're head over heels in love.
No, wait a minute.
They have dated, believe it or not, for the past 6 months.
Well, wait a minute.
Pre-divorce.
That's almost as long as Christina El Musso and her boyfriend, Ant, what's his name? Anyway, Ant, they've been together for about 6 months, and they're head over heels. I've seen their Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're head over heels, both of them.
Well, goody.
Yeah, but I don't imagine that, because they haven't even met the kids yet.
That's what the earlier report said from all the reputable sources.
If it's more Daily Mail and Us Weekly, boy, tell you what.
They dated while they were both married.
Mm-hmm.
Now she is divorced. Maybe she waited to find someone before she got a divorce. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe she's like, but you know what? It didn't matter. She's got plenty of Ben's money. I mean, you know, it's
true,
like, yeah.
But he's still married. Burgermeister.
Oh, Burgermeister.
Burgermeister is still married. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's ever flipped a burger in his life. I doubt it. I think he's just like a business mogul guy, and they just happen to own Cali Burger. I still don't know what the hell Cali Burger is. Has anybody looked them up?
I actually haven't, because I haven't really cared enough to do it. My thumbs aren't motivated.
I'm going to look at...
All right, so your thumbs want to do it.
There's one in Pasadena.
My thumbs didn't want to do it.
Wow.
My thumbs only look up things I want to look up.
Wow, they need a new photographer for their food. Their food looks crappy. Well, I shouldn't say that. This is on Yelp.
What's their rating on Yelp?
2.5.
Oh,
my God.
Uh-oh. Jen Garner.
Jen, run. Run fast, Jen.
You need to check Yelp before you commit.
Oh, my God. Okay. 2.5. Wow. That's horrible. No wonder the pictures don't look good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're taken by Yelpers, but, you know, still. I've seen some pretty good pictures taken by Yelpers.
Well, my thumbs didn't want to look, and then my car does not want to drive to Pasadena.
I know, right?
See,
there you go.
No. Yeah. So John's waiting for his divorce to be final.
And then
they can turn up the heat. But we, meanwhile, over the weekend.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
When Ben wasn't with Jimmy Kimmel and
Matt Damon. Yeah.
She was at the World Series game with the kids and Ben, because they do family things. They actually are a good family. They try.
I think I heard that that's his box. He has a box at the Dodgers.
I'm sure he
has
a box.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's half hers. What's in your wallet? All right. With
Ben
that,
season tickets.
We're out of here. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.